Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 146, Audience of One. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. Galatians 1:10. Paul doesn't ease into this. He doesn't warm you up with pleasantries. He just asks, and the question lands like a mirror held up right in front of your face. Whose approval are you seeking? Because that answer, my friend, doesn't just shape a moment. It shapes a whole life. It shapes what you say and what you swallow, what you do and what you quietly bury every single day. Think about this past week. How many times did you act based on what someone might think? How many times did you hold back something true because you didn't want to disturb the peace? How many times did you bend just a little to fit what someone expected of you? I'm not here to condemn that. We all do it. We learn from the time we're young to read the room, to search for the look that says you're okay, you belong, you're enough. But when that search becomes the engine of your life, you become a slave to everyone, and you cannot serve two audiences at once. It simply cannot be done. Paul knew this from the inside. He had been that man, religious, respected, applauded in all the right rooms. And then Christ met him, and in that meeting, the sound of human applause went quiet. Not because people stopped mattering to him, but because he found something larger, an approval that doesn't shift with anyone's mood. A verdict already handed down, accepted, beloved, son. And that verdict is yours in Christ. You are not waiting for the jury to come back. They already have. The answer is yes. You are received, you are known. And because of that, you don't obey God to earn his approval. You obey from it, out of it. That difference changes everything. When you are already approved, you don't have to keep performing. You don't have to keep managing. You can make decisions from freedom instead of fear. Now, it will cost something. Obeying God sometimes means disappointing people. It means saying the true thing when the easy thing would have been silence. It means walking a road someone else doesn't understand, and walking it anyway. That's not comfortable, but it is one of the quietest forms of courage there is. Not the courage of grand gestures, the courage of a heart that has decided it has one audience, the Father's gaze. That gaze doesn't shift based on your performance. It doesn't turn away when you stumble. It knows you all the way through, and it calls you by name anyway. When you begin the day aware of that gaze, something clears. The fog lifts. The decisions you've been dreading become more possible, not because life gets easier, but because you know exactly who you're living for. So today, before breakfast, do this one thing. Identify a decision you have been putting off or quietly twisting because you're trying to please someone. Maybe it's a conversation you know you need to have, a choice you've been circling for weeks, something your gut already knows is right, but you're still waiting on someone else's permission. Bring it to God in prayer and decide before him, not before your family, not before your boss, not before the crowd, before him, an audience of one. It is enough. It is more than enough. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.